Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug on 590 The Fan
and
InsideSTL.com.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, InsideSTL.com.
We're your therapists. We will get you through. We will get you to where you want to be Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. When Alex Petrangelo hosts Lord Stanley's Chalice.
Right. You think people need therapy right now?
I'm sure a lot of people are pretty down.
People are so down in the mouth, they just can't function properly.
Well,
then
a good
you need
place.
To pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Come on now. It's a hockey game. It's entertainment. I mean, we want the team to do well. It's great for the city and all, but it's been a fun ride. It's been a great ride, exciting ride. Even if it doesn't work out at the end, it's still been lots of fun for 2 months. But we still got about a 50-50 chance of it working out. So let's not get down in the mouth.
Mouth.
Pull yourself up.
Mouth. James Carlton is my State Farm Insurance agent. His number is 314-961-4800. He's online at carltoninsurance.net. When our basement flooded a couple months ago, James Carlton, he was ready to come on the scene.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was going to do it himself.
Yeah, I'm just like, I appreciate it, but James, my God, that's not necessary. So that's the kind of service you're going to get from James Carlton, the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency at 314-961-4800. Go online at carltoninsurance.net. And then we had to file our claims. He did so much to help make sure everything was taken care of. It was, you know, I think for most people, they just go, yeah, I got an insurance agent. Whatever, probably not going to need them. Everything's going to be fine. But then when you do, you really appreciate when you have a great one. And James Carlton is absolutely great. I had somebody who just moved back, a listener just moved back from out of town, and they had been calling their insurance agent about getting new homeowners insurance and wasn't getting called back. And so I forwarded her email to James, and she goes, within 3 minutes, I got a phone call, and there it is. She goes, how can I not? I go, That's just kind of the way they operate. That's the thing that separates them from everybody else. It's James Carlton, the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency, 314-961-4800, or go online at carltoninsurance.net. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm. All right, send your emails in. Hot Shots email today. It's coming up in about 20 minutes here. The Morning After at InsideSTL.com. The Morning After at InsideSTL.com. Doug, what was that upstairs bar like at Duke's last night?
Well, I didn't go. I'm sure a lot of people did go. They probably opened it up for a special Sunday night presentation, because normally it's only open on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, but if it's going to be a massive pony show, I'm sure the House of Packer will go ahead and open that up. Yeah. Probably not for everyone. It's not for schleppers. It's not for drifters. It's for the elite. It's where the elite meet in St. Louis. That's at Upstairs Bar. It is the pony of ponies is how they're describing it.
Nice.
The Upstairs Bar is rocking and rolling, the St. Louis hottest dance floor. I have not been there. I don't believe I qualify. But many of the finest folks in our town, this is where they go to party. They've also got that sports bar there on the first floor with all the big screen TVs, sports memorabilia.
Yes.
Perfect place to catch a bite,
yes,
to eat and watch the game.
Jack.
Patio bar is a great spot for
Jack.
Day drinking with your friends or your furry friend, Jack. And you can park there, and then they'll give you a shuttle ride to the Blues and Cardinals games. That's a great deal, especially Cardinal games coming up. Got a long summer worth of Cardinal games. This is where you go. You go and park at Duke's, and you stop inside, and you get a drink, you get a burger or whatever, want some of the food, and then they'll take you back and forth to the Cardinal game. It just makes perfect sense. Duke's happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Features great savings on pints, bottles, cocktails, and apps. This would be my recommendation to you. If you're looking for a great spot in the Soulard area, it's Duke's. It's three bars in one.
Nice. Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
So Gangster Pete has been back in. Do you see him?
I can't see him. I can never see him. He's directly behind me. My chair doesn't swivel around that far, and I don't have the neck of an owl.
Well, you can't see the work he's been doing trying to figure this out.
No.
So I posed the query in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Which didn't end until 9:15. Okay, this is unbelievable to me. So I presented the scenario. The Blues had a chance to win Game 6 and the Cup at home, lost, and now will have to win in Game 7 on the road.
Mm-hmm.
The last time a team had a chance to win the Stanley Cup at home, game six, lost that game, and then went on the road and won it in game seven, 1945, the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Well, that's recently. That's not that long ago.
I would tweet that out because I'm fascinated by it, except I'll be met with like a million dog avatars of hatred, so I'm just going to like, this is exclusive information on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
You won't get it anywhere else but here.
Right.
So history is on our side then.
Right, that's correct.
It happens frequently. About every 74 years, this thing will happen.
Yeah, Plowhawk.
It was... That's what annoyed me. I didn't tweet it out, so I figured it was unnecessary. And I
seemed like you were low-key on Twitter last night, but I wasn't getting a good signal inside the building, so maybe I was missing it.
There wasn't a great feel at the start of the game that my tweets were going to land that well with the fan base, so I kind of felt like maybe at the time I'd take a back seat and just, you know, let it all play out. But seeing after the game, the tweets and on the fan page, I understand the diehard fan, you know, you forget about this game, move on to game seven. Oh, well, we'll just win it in seven. And it was kind of just so blasé of the fan base to just think about the next game, to where they really weren't worried about some of the huge question marks going into that game and throughout that game. And
you're talking about going into last night's game?
No, after last night's game. Nobody really criticized the team. It was all about, you know, next game, move on to game seven. I just worry a lot more about...
Are you talking about the fan? You're talking about social media?
Just the fan base.
Okay, I didn't even talk about coverage.
And usually, obviously, the fans are usually very negative after a game, so I'm kind of surprised that, you know, people really didn't bash the team and how they played. I think Daddy Padre put it great, to where you never want to question the, you know, the work ethic and how they came out, but it did look a little flat. And the fans, I think, kind of ignored that and just said move on to game seven. And that stat about the, you know, 1945 Toronto Maple Leafs, it's not looking great. You had an opportunity to have it at home, and I think
they're going to win, and I thought they were going to lose yesterday, but again, I thought they were going to lose game six in San Jose, so I want to make sure I always incorporate that. I just had a bad feeling on the San Jose game. Yesterday it was based on just like Boston's game five was the Blues game three against the Sharks. And they were pissed. And even if they had a right to be, or they didn't have a right to be, in their minds they were, and they were wronged, and they were going to get it right. And the NHL was probably going to help the cause. See the Barbashev suspension and some calls that could have been called against the Bruins that would have led to Blues power plays early on that weren't. And that does not surprise me. Now that stuff's over. Now the whistles will most likely be put away or at least reduced. And now they can't be reduced on delays of game. And so you had two of the penalties last night that were delay game penalties. But I just think that benefits the Blues. And I realize the history is horrible when you're going back to 1945. The thing that I'm just, I don't know, maybe people are really down about it. I don't know. I agree with you, Plowhawk, that it doesn't seem, it's like, yeah, there's still game seven. It's like, yeah, but game seven's in Boston. This was in St. Louis. You can't poo-poo that
opportunity.
Yeah, that
you
ship
just
has sailed. And I can't do anything about it that it bothers me. Yes, I realize the Cubs won in Cleveland, and, you know, I get it all. I'm aware of this stuff. And it might not bother anybody else. And if it doesn't, that's great. Good. Good, because that means you feel better. But it does bother me. Because, again, there were so many people who, you know, who invest in that. I am 100%. In comparison to the people who have lived and died with this, going back to the arena or when it was the Kiel Center, who go to games and live and die and results in November, December, in comparison to them, I am as bandwagon as it gets. I'm always there in the playoffs. I just can't get into the NHL's regular season. And if that makes me less of a fan, then fine. It's fine. Whatever criticism doesn't matter to me. But that's who I am. But for the people who do live and die and have lived and died for decades or do live and die with those October and November games, and that was everything last night. And I realize they still have Wednesday. I'm completely aware of it, but it's at home. And to have it go down that way, that's brutal. I mean, that really sucks. Of course, it doesn't mean anything, relatively speaking, if they win it on Wednesday. But for the next few days, it's going to feel absolutely brutal that you had that opportunity and you had that kind of outcome. Because I don't want to call it performance, because I don't think the performance was horrible. I just don't. They had their chances. It was a 1-0 game going into the third. But to have that go down that way, and then the energy was sucked out of the building, and then just a self-inflicted wound. But it wasn't a self-inflicted wound by some butt-ass. It's the guy who's been their best player this series in O'Reilly. Yeah, Big Al.
Hello,
nice.
Al.
Al? It's my fault.
Why?
Because I guaranteed it, and the Blues heard that. And then they're like, well, we got this. So if you're going to call in and crow like I always do, you're going to take your butt whipping. So fan pin idiots, have at me, boys, because I'm laying on the table with an apple in my mouth, and you can just go at it.
Ooh.
But, Timmy, at the last minute, the Sharps moved in on Vegas and moved in on the Bruins. So they put a lot of money down on the Bruins, and that's pretty rare.
Really? How'd you find that information out?
Huh?
How'd you find that information?
One of the people I know.
Oh.
Pretty good better. I think you know him too.
Oh.
But anyway, so it's my fault.
Is it?
And I have no idea what's going to happen Wednesday. I'm not even going to say anything. My phone's blown up. Yes, I'm an idiot. And I was totally upset. I was down at the medical examiner's parking lot having a tailgate with all my buddies. Cusimano boys were there. Weird is ready to blow the top off this city, and then this happened. So you know what, boys?
What?
Game 7 Wednesday night. You better bring your A game, and you better bring what me and Doug revert to is want to, because they're going to want to at home, and we had our chance. So go Blues.
Well, don't blame yourself, Al. You sound like you're a little down.
Yeah, you do sound down.
That was the most distraught you hear from a Big Al.
Mm. Yeah. A lot of people think, well, I didn't wear my lucky jersey, or I can't go to the game. They lose every time I go, or I sat on the couch this way. Ah, no, forget all that.
Look, it's simple. Tuukka Rask was unbelievable. Granted, he did not play your style of play. I wouldn't say the Blues played poorly. I thought they weren't that aggressive, and they really were pretty slow on the ice. But, just Tuukka Rask saved some really great grade-A scoring chances for the Blues. I mean, you got to give them credit.
Can someone make Fever Pitch Part 2 and have John Hamm and Jenna Fischer dancing around the ice after the Blues win in Boston, and hopefully John Hamm has his big ween slip out of his short?
Okay, that's enough.
He'd be wearing shorts?
You shouldn't wear shorts to a hockey game. It's too cold in there.
That's the design, air, heating, and cooling text of the day. It just came in.
That was?
Yep, just came in.
Nice pick.
Well, if you gambled and won a lot of money, you're going to probably have to claim that. If you don't, you might find yourself with some tax problems. And if you have tax problems, we know who you go to. There you go to a fellow by the name of Milton. You go to a fellow by the name of Mark Milton. He is the STL tax lawyer. If you're currently sideways at all with the IRS, maybe you didn't file some returns, maybe you've got all kinds of tax problems, could be facing tax liens, bank levies, wage garnishments, all kinds of nasty stuff that you do not want.
Wow.
This fellow Milton, he can help you out. You should contact him. He's a former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney. He does have a website. I will give that now, STLTaxLawyer.com. Now, they type that in all caps. I don't know if you have to do that if you go looking for it online.
It'll work, though, if you did.
I think it would. STLTaxLawyer.com. He provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on TV and the radio. Mark Milton lives and works right here in the Kirkwood region. If you have any kind of IRS problems, visit STLTaxLawyer.com. You'll be saying, hey, IRS, I'm with Milty, therefore, I'm not guilty. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on adverts.
Tug John Hamm's hung like a wildebeest. Thanks. That's from the other Tim in Kirkwood.
How are we going to know, and why are we on that subject?
Maybe he was in the bathroom with him.
Yeah, Stephen Wild was in there with me.
Did he take a good long peek?
Could've. We stood and had a long conversation while I was at the Little Wizards. We did, 100% true.
What are you talking about when you were in the bathroom of the game?
His kids.
Great. Hey, I know you're kind of busy here in the restroom, but let me tell you about my kids. That's just what you want.
Boys, we lost, but Wheelhouse was a gosh darn pony yesterday.
Oh, was it?
Lesbianism
really? Everywhere.
Ray King.
I bet there wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how people go out drinking on Sunday night. I don't know how they do
it. I was prepared to just, I don't know how we were going to handle it. I mean, because as I said, I had like 5 beers at the St. Gabriel hashtag adults only school picnic party on Friday, and I was hungover Saturday. So that was an eye-opening experience. to go, oh my God, I'm done. I am done. I am Willie Mays with the Mets. It's over.
Such a horrible feeling, too, that hungover feeling.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
So I'm like, well, but I mean, the Blues win the Stanley Cup. I'm going to have, you know, it's just going to be an all-night situation. I mean, that's the way it's going to be. And however I host the show, I host the show. And if this would have been in the final Ryan Kelly Morning After, at least we go out with the Blues Cup and I'm intoxicated on the air. There's no better way to go out. But alas, did not happen. I can't imagine that Wheelhouse was a pony. But, I mean, when have we ever known Ray King to lie?
Every time he texts in, emails in, whatever platform he chooses is generally full
and
of fibs.
And, Doug, you brought up a point, and I disagreed, didn't say anything at the time, but thinking back, I...
What is it now?
It was about that. You said at least that we didn't lose in the last second or in overtime, and you said at least the game was...
That's harder.
I thought that was the worst part of the day. I honestly, I know it would be more heartbreaking to lose a last second or go into OT, but to watch a game you've been waiting all weekend to watch, and in the first 5 minutes you knew it was over. I mean, that
you didn't know it was over the first 5 minutes of the game.
The first goal went in. If you just watch how the Blues played starting out in the first 5 minutes, it was clear that they were not playing their game, nor were they prepared at all. I'm sorry. I'm just calling like I see it. I mean, it was obvious.
So you're saying they weren't prepared?
It just didn't seem like they played very passive and were worried about, you know, making the quote unquote illegal hits, and it just seemed like, you know, they played right into the Bruins game, and I'm not quite for sure why they still think they can, on the power play, go tic-tac-toe, tape-to-tape, across four or five, or at least three Bruins sticks, including Chara's. It just, to me, they weren't really prepared. I just, you know, they're a very talented team. I just don't think this is on Bennington as much as just you got away from your game and you just flat out got beat. And so I'd prefer to have, you know, three periods of really good hockey, intense down to the wire. I mean, it was just such a blah game from the get-go.
At least you have energy. I don't know. It cuts both ways. I disagree with they weren't prepared. I suppose I can't prove that, but I disagree with that. I do agree with your sentiment that they may have been worried about the hits leading to another suspension for Game 7. I do want to, but of course, then Shen does what Shen does, and then that starts the whole snowball rolling down the hill. With that all said, now they're going to be, they should be anyway, at full strength on Wednesday. Cam doesn't think Shen's going to get a suspension for that. But, I mean, at this point, we just, like, think every game there'll be a suspension announcement. You know,
every hit, if the guy falls down, acts like he's hurt, oh, you're suspended.
And by not being prepared, I simply mean I just don't think they were ready for the Bruins to come out how they did. I'm not saying they didn't have a game plan set in play, but it just didn't seem like the rhythm of the game was ever in the Blues' hand.
Yeah, well, they's on scholarship, too.
Even with I don't know how many power points, four or five. I mean, even with that, it didn't, even with the 12 shots, it just never felt like they were turning a corner there in that game. That's just me as a viewer. I don't know.
Doug, I was in Vegas since Thursday, and I got home around 4:30. I'm kind of glad we'll win it on Wednesday because I had no energy last night.
Okay. Well, maybe it's all about this fellow. Who was that?
That was just a guy texting.
Okay, just a guy. We needed to know that. You got home late, you had no energy, so you don't care if they won.
Tim, Pete is wrong. The Penguins won in Joe Louis Arena in 2009. Okay, but here's what Pete was looking up. A team that had a chance to win it in Game 6 at home lost, but then won it on the road in Game 7. And I gather that the Penguins were not in that position in 2009, Pete. I gather, because the stat is now we have to go back to 1945 to find it. Yeah, Mike.
Mike.
Hey, Penguins won Game 6.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, this is Mike from Utah.
What are you doing in Utah?
I had to move out there for some work, Doug.
What kind of work?
Social media work.
Social?
But that's not the point of the call.
Okay. Were you in Provo? Salt Lake City?
Ogden, little north.
Ogden, Utah. Okay. Ski country? Yeah. Is that ski country up there?
Doug, that's not why you called in. It's not why you called in.
Okay. So what's happening in Utah? This got you upset.
You want to talk about Sundance Film Festival or something, Doug?
Well, sure. If that's going on in Utah, the Ogden section.
No, Park City. But anyway, okay. I just wanted to call in, guys. I still listen every day. It keeps me connected to St. Louis. But I had to come in for this game, my girl and I, right? Because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I had a couple of hot takes to spit out about the game last night.
Start spitting.
The first thing the first thing was when I got in town and just being around the atmosphere downtown,
yeah.
I was pretty proud of the city. Since I've moved away, the Ferguson riots happened, the Rams moved away, just kind of a bad deal there. But I was really proud of what the city was able to do last night, organizing all that stuff downtown. And I got to meet Barry Melrose before the game and Panger. It was just a great opportunity outside. And I just was really proud of what the city was able to do. I know we didn't win the game. But the other thing was this Charles Glenn performance. I was up in 321, and people were crying and everything else. You know, the guy's got cancer. And
no, he's got MS.
Incredible moment.
He's got MS. He does not have cancer, as far as I know.
Well, thanks, Doug, for making that right for me. Well, he's battling some bad stuff. And I saw people crying around me. I had tears in my eyes. It was crazy. But I just wanted to call in, just let you guys know that I hadn't been in the city for something like this in a long time. And I know a lot of people are down about running out of water on a Sunday and all that kind of stuff, but I thought it was a really great experience. I thought it was another really good thing for the city, especially with what happened with the PGA. You know, there's a lot of good things happening in St. Louis. I'm happy to see it.
Well, all right. Why'd you move out?
For work, Doug.
That social media job. We have social media here. You could have found a job right here. You know, not everyone runs off to Ogden.
No, you're right.
All right, now you got to drive all the way back, or did you fly?
I flew in. I'm actually on my way to Kentucky right now to go see a client.
What in the world is happening in Kentucky?
You got to fly through Louisville to get to Salt
Utah
Lake.
Utah to St. Louis to Kentucky.
I think Ebonite Bowling is in Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
Yeah, Iggy, you're right.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks, Mike in Utah.
Doug, that's Mike in Utah calling
it. I mean, that was strong.
That's my buddy, Mike.
That was your friend?
You know him?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Iggy with the Paris.
Who was it?
I don't know if he wants me to give him his name or not.
What's his government name?
Oh, don't give it out. If he's using Mike, we'll call him Mike.
He's a good dude.
All right.
Mike, strap on some concrete skis and leap into the Great Salt Lake. It's a hipster at Tower Grove South. Mike, ski off a Utah cliff. It's from Pete in Staten Island.
All he was doing was praising the city.
Yeah, we won't put up with that.
No, God forbid you like what this city did. Go kill yourself, Bleach Man.
Mike, I hope on your flight back, your plane explodes midair and everyone in the plane survives except you.
Oh, no.
Shrewsbury, see, why is it when you call into the show and express positive sentiments, you're just lit up?
Yeah, it's an angry fan base we have.
Mike.
I mean, they're really upset.
Stephen Wildwood, regarding our encounter in the restroom at the Enterprise Center, acknowledges that he initially was uncomfortable with how long he was standing next to me while...
He should be.
Well, why was he doing that?
He says, Doug, it did start to feel weird after a couple of minutes of conversation, but it was Tim, and he wanted to talk, so that's what you do.
He wanted to talk? Or you didn't want to talk, he did. He wanted to tell you all about my kids. I know you're at the restroom here, and you just want to get in and out, but stop. I want to tell you about my kids. I'm the only one who has kids, and I'm going to tell you about people you don't know, haven't met, and never cared to.
The porta potty was closed, and I was in there, and then I opened the latch real quick and then just kind of ducked in there, and I was actually inside it. A little bit of room to move around, and I guess the first time nobody came for a while. I was in one of the wrong ones.
Yeah, Steve didn't even have to get into a porta potty. He just stood right there.
Is that the kind of conversation you had with this fellow?
No, I was thrilled to see him. And I said, I thought you were going to be outside because he posted something on the fan page about how he was going to be outside weeping during the game.
Oh, during the game?
Yeah, I said, I thought you were going to be outside weeping. And he said, no, I'm here with my kids. And I said, oh, which one? And he explained to me his kids' situation.
Oh, brother.
And I was weeing the whole time. And looking back on it, I guess I was at the Little Wizards for a long time.
Mm.
Question for Steve in Wildwood. Earmuffs, Tim. What's McKernan's shrub sitch? Thanks. KJ in O-Town. I would say landing strip as a joke, but it turns out producer Joe has a landing strip, and that's...
He does? Still, you think? Because that was a long time ago that he confided that in us.
He probably waited till you left, and then was picking pubes off the urinal.
Iggy.
Yeah, I got Tim's pube.
All right.
I bet you a Tim pube.
Yeah, how much could you get for that?
Game 7 ticket.
Game
probably.
7, I could
you
go up to.
I think you can actually just go to Game 7 with the pubes,
you
with
can't.
A verification,
no.
And they just, it's kind no. of an automatic swap.
Doug, I DM exchange messages with Tim on Saturday, and I was as nervous as my ex-wife is unattractive's wife in church.
I think that's a lemming play is what he's getting after. I don't care for the sentiment.
Stephen Wildwood says he zipped me up afterward. That's actually false.
You don't need help with that, do you?
Correct. Doug, we have the Hot Shots email today coming up in a matter of moments.
Okay.
Saw Carlos Spicy Wiener there last night. Didn't see him in the restroom.
I saw him at a distance walking by. Yeah.
And he's trying to win this Hot Shots email the day competition for the sixth straight month. How about that? That's coming up here in a matter of moments. First, Helitech. Oh, my word. What Helitech has done for my house. I don't know. Doug, I don't know where I'd be without Helitech. It's that simple.
Well, you'd be drowning in water, wouldn't you?
I mean, they have saved the day. Call Helitech today at 1-800-246-9721 or visit helitechonline.com to set up your free waterproofing estimate and heal your home with Helitech. Helitech's legacy, built on the solid foundation of faith, family, and service, they have healed over 100,000 homes. 100,000 homes. Across St. Louis, Columbia, Belleville, Kirkwood, St. Charles, West County, and beyond. It's Helitech, and it was a great experience in a bad situation. We had our sump pump fail on March 30th after a few days of rain in St. Louis, and the basement was flooded. And they come in, immediately tend to the sump pump, also help with our drainage at the house. And then here within the last week or two, they've come in and they've installed another line out of the sump pump to help even more. They're on it. They monitor it. They treat you like family. I have been so impressed with my communication with Helitech, and that's so. It's like what I talk about James Carlton customer service. I guess it's, you know, these are the companies that wind up being advertisers on the show, which is great because customer service is at the forefront for who I want to be endorsing. Call Helitech today at 1-800-246-9721 or visit Helitech online. com to set up your free waterproofing estimate and heal your home with Helitech.
Yeah.
Time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Hey boys. Well, with Father's Day approaching, the kids were asking what I wanted for a gift. I responded with the only thing I've been longing for. Daddy wants a circumcision. Since the botched circumcision last month it didn't take, I've decided to go with a licensed physician this time. Just FYI, stay away from Craigslist ads offering circumcisions. I mean, I have bought a boat and a mower from there in the past with no problems. Live and learn, I guess. Let's go Blues. It's from a boy named Sue.
Boy named Sue. That was an important email for all of us to hear.
That was Pete's leadoff hitter.
It's kind of a consumer watchdog sort of email.
I just finished my Moons Over My Hammy at Denny's in Waterloo. I was with my stepdad, Peener. Peener. And we were celebrating telling my mom that we have been having a sexual relationship for the last couple months and wanted her to move out. You celebrate telling your mom you're having a sexual relationship with your stepdad at
Absolutely
Denny's?
Not. And what's this Moons Over My Hammy business?
That's a dish at Denny's, bro.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think the guy who made my food washed his hands beforehand, because immediately I had to rush to the restroom and blow some lava from my wrinkly volcano.
What?
Now, if you've never been to that Denny's, the men's room is a one-seater. One in, one out. I open the unlocked door to find you knuckle-deep in a wipe that I could tell you were struggling with. The last six or so times I walked in on a guy cleaning himself up, I embarrassingly closed the door and scurried away. But this felt and smelled differently.
No.
Ah. I tenderly grabbed your hand and helped you get the remaining sludge from your junk trunk.
No!
Doug,
no.
The Blues lost game six last night. You threw me up against the hand dryer, turning it and me on. The lukewarm air blowing out muffled your guttural moans. We did things in that 7 minutes that I had never heard of. We both cleaned ourselves off, wiped the sweat from our brow, and went back to our mundane, meaningless lives. I'd love to meet up with you and recreate that moment. Maybe class it up this time at a place like Olive Garden or Long John Silver's. If you let me clean your engine like I was the Valvoline man, text viscosity and thermal breakdown to 855-282-8255. If young pop don't trust you, I'ma shoot you. Doug, that's blueberry.
What does that mean?
Doug, is that blueberry? A reference to Young Metro?
Pop.
Metro Boom Productions?
I don't know.
Is that what that was?
I don't know.
Victoria, how was your 14-hour sleep sponsored by white wine, NyQuil, and Claritin D, my pet? Apologies for leaving so early, but I thought at least one of us should make it to the Whittlebean's tryout for the Dubai Equestrian World Cup this morning. It was quite the event, Turtle Dove. Sure, there were tens of us patricians donning our finest hats, bow ties, and all manner of haberdashery. But like any event with a light beer and pretzel tent present, the glaring class divide was palpable. Oversized t-shirts and stained cargo shorts with ankle fat spilling over the sides of untied trainers and ankle monitors. These quote-unquote people, and I use that term loosely and with great disgust, just melt themselves into their forest green canvas chairs outside the track as they stuff plastic-wrapped non-chef-prepared sandwiches into the cup holders and settle into minimum bets, pretending they're worth more than their faltering, arrhythmic heartbeats. If I wanted to attend a classy event with new money landowners and such mollusks on the underside of society's rotting log, I'd subsidize a brunch service at one of Chesterfield's strip mall superchurches. Fortunately, we of the higher order paid the $15,000 ticket fee to gain entrance to the VIP club tent reserved for old money and oil tycoons scouting for white male best friends. About time we catch a break. An excited buzz sparked from Ledoux parent to Ledoux parent. Eager sheiks placed bet to stalwart tellers with the help of handicapping sheets. Small groups of less wealthy scholarship parents whispered to one another, keeping their edges under their sweat-stained caps and brick desk fingernails. Long shots like Augustus and Cable were considered but largely dismissed. This place is electric. Oh, I must go, no love. Father paid for Whittlebean to headline the card with 2-furlong race against a horse-faced trophy wife from Chesterfield. All of me, Chadwick.
Chadwick. Did he say a horse-faced trophy wife from Chesterfield?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
There's not a lot of trophy wives who would be described as horse-faced, are there?
Not that I'm familiar with, but Chadwick runs in circles that I'm just not.
Okay.
Priorities were way out of line this weekend, fellas. Ken was apparently more concerned with Nathan Lane and the Tony Awards. John Hamm forgot the whole don't shave your beard before we've won the damn thing memo because Burroughs kids lack intelligence. And Johnny Cakes was too distraught over a meaningless golf loss for the $50 pro shop credit at stake.
Is it that high?
I don't even know if we're playing for a dollar. But solid post-mortem today on the, I guess we'll just get them next time of a hockey game last night up until the point you jamokes right on cue through your focus to a parish school picnic and the production staff of the show. Yeah, Timmy, I'm Canton Hoosier old money, as not many can say they're a Double Diamond Six Flags member chowing down on the park's latest version of bastardized Asian cuisine while also being a charter member at Normandy for $0.00 along with Strode. Say, since we're covering hockey, just want to mention that our intern Brad discovered some rotten green bean salad in the building. Not much for him to do around here since we don't do much as full-time employees. So we got to play Christopher Columbus by exploring the side dish biological weapon we're concocting in the break room. Say, Darren, speaking of people doing nothing, Pete does nothing behind the glass even though he's the only one of us trying to turn a profit and I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground or how to upload a damn podcast. What I do know is that a poltergeist moved my on-the-clock smoke break chair to the parking lot. That and I have always had a minimal work ethic. Work ethic. That's from Los Ween.
Carlos Spicy Wiener.
Oh, my word. And, Doug, that's what we have for the Hot Shots email of the day as we're running short.
There were some good ones. Chadwick, a little long, needs to tighten his copy. It's good, but it's too long. Carlos Spicy Wiener was good. Even though it was vile, I thought Blueberry Pop-Pop was the funniest.
Blueberry Pop-Pop has shipped the Hot Shots email of the day and now has 2 wins in the month of June. And he and Timmy Tom Plowbruin, who I don't believe wrote in today, are tied at the top. Lo Sween is on the board. He's one email win behind. And Timmy recaps also with a win so far this month in June. Frank Cusimano might be up with the – is he up next?
I think so.
Oh, is he? He's there. All right. So there he is. All right, sweet. Cool. With the Hollywood Casino Press Box. He's going to do a real radio program for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for Gangster Pete, for intern Brad, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin, Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Ace. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet Studios.